Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
Well, the bugle has blown many times, but it's still a one more time left for the amount of strife on our shoulder.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour aboard the reggae train of fine Jamaican music, where we'll be stopping off at all points from ska to dancehall today, including paying tribute to the late Jimmy Riley, who lost his battle with cancer on the 23rd of March. And so let's kick things off with one of his classics, as from 1974, this is Prophecy. Prophecy.
Full of culture, y'all.
For years you have used the news to confuse, misguide, and abuse. Now if you are blind and you cannot see, this is prophecy, no mystery to me. The King of Kings is Lord of all men. Tried to confuse, mislead, misguide, and abuse. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain, give us the victory again and again.
Over the top of one of the deepest bass lines in Jamaican music history, that was Jimmy Riley with Prophecy, which was produced by Winston Riley and originally came out on a Romax label back in 1974, and was later compiled by Pressure Sounds for their Roots Techniques release. And a veteran from the Rocksteady years, as well as a composer of some great 70s roots and 80s dancehall tunes, Jimmy Riley passed away in hospital on the 23rd of March. And so I'll be paying tribute to his musical career and playing some more from his back catalogue a little later in the show.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But now, back in February this year, the Pressure Sounds label reissued the best dub album in the world. Or at least that's what it was called on its 1976 release in the UK, whereas back in Jamaica, it had been put out under the slightly gory title of Dubbin' Blood. And featuring the Channel 1 house band of Skin, Flesh and Bones, it was a 10-track release of heavyweight dubs of Phil Pratt Productions, mainly of his work with Al Campbell. And so I've matched up one of the dubs from the album with the vocal original, as this is Al Campbell with Suit Yourself. Suit Yourself.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, my beautiful followers with Jesus Christ, who are still be themselves in the personality of one who will find the same point as the last time first. Jah Rastafari.
Suit yourself, but not for me, because I know that I'll be free from this chains that binds me. I'm going to a better land. I'm gonna change my future plan, going back to the land where I'm from. Older generation, cool your face, 'cause all we've got to hear is just mix a race. I'm going to a land where I can find happiness. There my life won't always. So I suit yourself, but not for me, because I know that I'll be free from these chains that bind me. Yeah.
Deep Roots Rockers there, as first up you heard Al Campbell with Suit Yourself, which was recorded at Channel 1 and produced by Phil Pratt, and originally came out on 7-inch on his Sunshot label in Jamaica. And then following that was a dub version, titled Suit Your Dub, which featured on the Dubbin' Blood album, which also came out in Jamaica on the Sunshot label, and as mentioned, was retitled as the best dub album in the world for its UK release on a student label in 1976. And can now be found on the newly expanded reissue of Dubbin' Blood on Pressure Sounds, which is available on vinyl, CD and download direct from their website at www.jamesmusicfestival.co.uk.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
But now for something a little way different, as Jahaziel Myrie, the 18-year-old son of Buju Banton, is following in his father's footsteps, as he started last year with a string of tunes on various dancehall rhythms, three of which were produced by his older brother Marcus. And the two of them have now teamed up for a reggae dubstep crossover to officially announce Jahaziel's arrival in the music business. And just in case you have any further questions, then here he is to answer them in Who Am I?
Who Am I? Who am I? You wanna know who am I? Who am I? You wanna know who am I? Well, I am Jahaziel, Jah's son, Jah shield me. From anybody where you wish to see me, weave me strong. But tall, you're blind if you don't see me. Trodding from Kingston City. Who am I? Who wants to know who am I?
I am Jah.
Who am I? You wanna know who am I? I'm Mr. My Way. Calm and easy going. Always I try to learn because the key to life is knowing. Some said the river run, but I believe it's only flowing. Rasta origin, gin, gin, gin. Rasta origin, gin, gin, gin. Me put God first, family right after. Big up on me friend, let me do me enjoy laughter. Come on, peace, who don't know the saga. Now everybody I want that, that. Who am I? You wanna know who am I?
I am Jah.
Who am I? Do you really wanna know who am I? Me impress a fit. Clean, beauty queen, I mean. Positive energy, I feel, I mean. I just saw the lion steer. The lion, I feel it, the lion, we. The lion, I feel it, the lion, we. I am music, music is me. Join me, we see the sweet of victory. Holding me wise and not holding me safety. For pursue my journey, need. Who am I? Who am I?
I am Jah.
Who am I? Who am I? I and I is what stuff I. I and I is what stuff I. I and I is love.
That was Jahaziel Myrie with his latest single, Who Am I?, which was produced by his older brother Marcus and is available now for download on his Marcus Records label. So, why not?
Check it out.
But now it's time to head back down the tracks of memory lane and out to Falmouth in the parish of Trelawney on the north coast of Jamaica, where siblings Norman and Ralston Grant formed the vocal group The Twinkle Brothers, and where from 1962 to 1970 they won a Trelawney Song Festival 8 years in a row, before entering the 1970 National Festival Song Contest, where they came third with their debut single You Can Do It Too. However, during the 1960s, Norman Grant had also recorded a couple of solo singles, with his first one titled Somebody Please Help Me, which was produced by Leslie Kong. And then during the height of the Rocksteady years, he took a trip to the Treasure Isle studio, where he adapted an ancient prayer that was said by children before they went to sleep, and turned it into a beautiful slice of Jamaican music, called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Matthew, Mark.
Mark, Luke,
bed that I laid on. Four corners to my bed, four angels round my head, one to watch and one to pray.
Norman Grant with Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, which was produced by Duke Reed and originally released on a very limited white label pre in Jamaica back in 1968, and had been all but forgotten until the Japanese label Push Music reissued it on 7-inch vinyl for the very first time earlier this year. And so thankfully it is now available once again from all good reggae retailers.
I say, hey Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But now, as mentioned at the top of the show, Jimmy Reilly sadly passed away last month, and probably better known in his later years at least as being Taurus Riley's father. Jimmy himself had a long career in music, which began for him way back when he was still in school in Kingston in the early 1960s, alongside his classmate Keith Slim Smith. And inspired by his friend's success in the Techniques, Jimmy put together his own vocal group, where he recruited Cornell Campbell, Aaron Davis and Buster Riley. And calling themselves the Sensations, they passed the audition at Treasure Isle, and soon made a name for themselves with cover versions of soul tunes like Right on Time and Born to Love You, as well as their own compositions, like this one, called Those Guys, Those Guys, Those Guys.
For your dancing feet, move with the beat.
Though those guys may try to put you down, I won't stand to see you wear a frown. When you were around, you were all that I could own. But though you put me down, girl, you'll never wear a frown. Devotion was my pledge to you, and that I will never be untrue. My love for you was real, I did what I could do. But though you put me down, girl, you never wear a frown. Thank you. devotion was my pledge to you, and that I will never be untrue. My love for you was real, I did what I could do. But though you put me down, girl, you never wear a frown. But though you put me down, girl,
a delightfully gorgeous rocksteady tune there, as that was The Sensations with Those Guys, which was produced by Duke Reid and released on the Duke label in 1968, and was later compiled on the Duke Reid's Treasure Chest CD on Heartbeat Records. And of course, that rhythm has been done over many times in recent years by the likes of Bitty McLean, Courtney John, and Luciano.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But following The Sensations' short-lived success in the mid-1960s, Jimmy Reilly then teamed up with his former schoolmate Slim Smith to form the Uniques, where along with Lloyd Chalmers, they notched up many more hits, like My Conversation, The Beatitude, and Watch This Sound. But by the turn of the 1970s, Jimmy was a solo artist, and in the middle of that decade, he recorded a series of tracks for Lee Perry, before he began producing his own recordings, mainly at Channel 1, which were full of reality lyrics, like Gunman of J.A., From the Ghetto, Tell the Use the Truth, and this militant Garveyite call to arms, called Majority Rule.
Majority Rule. Majority Rule. Majority Rule.
We'll use whatever means necessary. Righteousness. Africans, majority rule for Africans, majority rule for Africans, they're trying to take our own. Majority rule for Africans, majority rule for Africans, majority rule for Africans, we'll fight to get back our own. India for the Indians, China.
Jimmy Reilly with Majority Rule, which he produced himself at the Channel 1 studio and was a title track of his 1978 album, which came out on the Burning Sounds label in the UK. And that track can now be found on the recent Pressure Sounds compilation of his self-productions from this period, which is titled Live It to Know It, and which is still available from their website. Meanwhile, Jimmy Reilly went on to create some more fine music, and so I'll be coming back to him once again a little later on in the show.
Ice, Irie!
Blackbird up next. Kirk Bennett is probably best known for his drumming skills, where in recent years he's been keeping the beat on albums like Busy Signals of Reggae Music Again and Jah Cure's The Cure. But alongside these appearances, he's also been running his own Kirk LaDove label and producing reggae rhythms like Top of the Hundred and Good Things. And then earlier this year, he produced a later single by Luton Fire, which has a fine contemporary Nyabingi rhythm thumping away underneath in Left Em to Time. Left Em to Time.
Say why? The people say la la la. Sure. So we live in a society where your government lies. We will turn money, them organized crime. Them earn and spend, never see if not a dime. One more promise and we life still not nice. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Get a youth hustle around our street side. Politics never did provide. Jackie Chan take a cup of foot in a feed them bossy rise. Say we are left them to die. Say we are left them to die. Politics promises blind, a lead blind. Educated fool, them don't draw the line. The youths them are left them to die. Come and we just left them to time. And then make laws and organize crime. When 5-4 pass through, you left them on line. If on the hustling, non-stop. Metropolitan and kick down the youth on a shop. The little herb juggling, tear down flat. Tell every ghetto youth, please don't stop. Just put a broad iron in a your short rock. And one in a different in case of a shot. Cause the system a shoot on. I wonder why the system make it so hard. We are left them to die. Say we are left them to die. Politics promises blind, a lead blind, educated fool. Them don't draw the line. The youths them are left them to die. Come make we just left them to time. And then make laws and organize crime. When 5-4 pass through, you left them on line. You see it? The people need a change. Woo 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 woo. The people need a change. Lord, 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 the people need a change. We won't take no more of the suffering. We just can't take it at all.
So we live in a society where your government lies. We will turn money, them organize crime. Them earn and spend, never see if not a dime.
One more promise and we life still not nice. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Get a youth council around our street side. Politics never did provide.
Jackie Chan take a cup of foot in a feed them bossy rise.
Say we are left them to die. Say we are left them to die. Politics promises blind, a lead blind. Educated fool, them don't draw the line. The youths them are left them to die. Come and we just left them to time. And then make laws and organize crime. When 5-4 pass through, you left them behind.
That was Luton Fire with Left Em to Time, which was produced by Kirk Bennett and has been released for download on his own Kirk LaDove label and is available now from all the usual download places. So, why not?
Check it out.
And so, next up, I've got a heavyweight 12-inch from one Junior Delgado.
Junior Delgado. Junior Delgado.
Who, following his 1970s recordings for Lee Perry and Dennis Brown, welcomed in the dancehall era with Fort Augustus and Merry Go Round, a couple of hit singles which were both produced by Sly and Robbie. And then there was this next one, which sounds like it features the backing of the Roots Radix, and in particular, guitarist Dwight Pinkney, reprising his Spanish guitar style, which he first played back in the 1960s on the Sharks' How Could I Live? As this is Junior Delgado with Play Days.
Play Days. Play Days. Play Days.
Bring out the Scatter. King of the musical ambassador, getting at and at.
Sweet, sweet girl, why are you staring at me like that? Is my face for me? Why are you looking at me like that? Sweet sugar, sugar, why are you staring at me like that?
Was Junior Delgado with Play Days, which was produced by Lloyd Campbell and was originally released on 7-inch in Jamaica on his Spider-Man label, and on 12-inch in the UK on the Ganjam label back in the early 1980s. and which can now be found on a Spider-Man anthology release on Lloyd's own Joe Fraser record label.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
But now, speaking of Lloyd Campbell, it's time for a version excursion, which this time begins back in 1975, when Lloyd was working out of the Channel 1 studio with Skin, Flesh and Bones, and where he produced Won't You Come Home, which was a big hit for former tenors vocalist Ronnie Davis. And Lloyd then reused the rhythm, this time joining Ronnie Davis up with Keith Porter and Lloyd Ricketts, and names the Itals, their version, in a This Year Time, also reached the top of the local charts. And so Lloyd then kept hold of the rhythm, and at the beginning of the 1980s, he updated it, this time for King Yellowman, who recorded at least three different cuts on the rhythm, including Operation Radication, his and Fathead's blistering commentary on the Jamaican Army's political crackdown in Kingston. And this pushed the rhythm's popularity into the dancehall, where it became known as the Operation Radication Rhythm. And soon other producers were getting in on the act with their own interpretations, including Prince Jasbo, who changed the rhythm yet again, this time into a sparse digital skank. But before we get there, let's go back to the beginning, in the House of Reggae's Operation Radication Rhythm Mix.
Operation Radication.
This is your popular station where the music comes from. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong.
This your time.
in a this your time, yeah. In a this your time, yeah. Oh, you want to say that you love Jaja, yet you fight tribal against your brother. In a this your time, yeah. In a this your time, yeah. In a this your time.
Tell you about the soldier. I know me come tell you about the eradication. Coming from fatter than yellow man, you know.
Operation eradication. Operation eradication.
Them a fi run,
hey yeah.
Them a fi run,
hey yeah.
Them a fi run when eradication a come. Them a fi run. Them a fi run.
Ribbit.
Them a fi run when eradication a come. Come in a room, foreign, supply, with him, I'm a barracks run out, radication running. Miss a room, foreign, supply, with him, I'm a barracks run out, radication running.
Radication, 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 radication.
Me say me check, say them mad, me a ballad god, to them come from radication squad. I show them come from radication squad. Well watch a man. Say looking at yourself mankind. You go in and round and committing crime. And crime stop number that's a 119. You know the radication will come in time. So what?
Them a fi run.
So what?
Them a fi run.
Ribbit.
Them a fi run when radication a come.
Aye.
Them a fi run.
Tell them.
Them a fi run.
Tell them.
Them a fi run when radication a come. Come on, this is a lesson to all gunman. This is a lesson to all gunman. I beg you, watch out for the eradication. I beg you, watch out for the eradication.
Operation eradication. Operation eradication.
You're a star, man.
I am.
What a whole lot of version of this, I really, my man.
Let's go to the vibes, you know.
Right now, me, I got turn
on.
I'm
an addict. I sense a mania addict. Oh yeah. I'm an addict. I sense a mania addict. I no deal with rum glass. I'm on just a mass. Me no drink white rum. Me we tumble down. I'm an addict. I sense me na addict. Oh yeah. I'm an addict. I sense me na addict. La la. Anyway, day I'm an affi find it. In front of station, I don't go court house.
Operation Radication Rhythm, you heard Ronnie Davis with the original Won't You Come Home, which was produced by Lloyd Campbell and released on his Spider-Man label in Jamaica back in 1975. And that was then followed up by the Idols the following year with their debut single In A This Year Time, and which also came out on Lloyd Campbell's Spider-Man label. And then moving into the dancehall era was Yellow Man and Fathead in combination with Operation Radication, which was also produced by Lloyd and became the title track of Yellowman's 1982 album on the Pama label. And all three of the Lloyd Campbell tunes you heard there can now be found on his Spider-Man Anthology CD. But following Yellowman in that mix, we ended up with Horace Ferguson's legendary Sensi Addict, which was produced by Prince Jazzbo and which originally came out on Jazzbo's Ujamaa label and was later the title track of a Horace Ferguson album. And as a final note, Lloyd Campbell hasn't got tired of his most popular rhythm, as he still occasionally updates it with fresh cuts from his current base in Florida.
This station rules the nation with version.
But now it must be time for another brand new release, because as I mentioned back in the 2015 annual, I was eagerly awaiting Assassin's new album, which has now come out. And titled Theory of Reggaetivity, it is his first album in 8 years, and sees a gravelly-voiced DJ delve deep into reggae's history to come up with his own theories and conclusions. For example, he declares on the title track that E equals C sharp minor. But for this show, I've selected an upbeat ska-influenced tune, which he's recorded in combination with Chronix. This is called Slave No More.
Slave No More. Slave.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youth. No, no youth with grudge, man, and hate, man, and I don't know the man. Man, we have love in them heart for every man. Hear this now. Hear this now.
Boy!
I don't wanna be a slave no more.
Hey, watch out now.
Never gonna be a slave no more.
I'm gonna run away, cause
I don't wanna be a slave no more.
Another day.
Never gonna be a slave.
Said
no
I don't wanna be a slave no more. Sometimes I wonder what I'm working for. Yeah, because we spend half every cent. Oh yes, in all the bills demand the rent. Said I don't. No, I don't wanna be no slave no more. Yo, the landlord say, remember when the rent due, every cent due, but we pay the rent and have no food, no make no sense. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Ah, I'm on working hard to feed my children, struggling with the bills, them money come then mountain, everything's pay now. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Credit card, cause I don't wanna be a slave no more. And sometimes I wonder what I'm working for. Yeah, because we work so much overtime. Oh Lord, I still can't save a dime. Said I don't, no, I don't wanna be no slave no more.
Coming in from the cane, feel tired is a shame. 50 my life ain't sweet like this piece of cane. No love,
oh, 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 oh.
Can't face me woman I y'all.
Can't go home,
oh yeah. Go and tell back grandma so he ain't seeing me again. I'd be a rebel in the mountains and a slave in the plains. Oh love, don't do me pit me a yard.
And that is why I say that slave no more.
No more.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm working for. Yes, I so we spend half every cent. Oh God, in the bills demand the rent. Said I don't, no, I don't wanna be a slave no more.
That was Assassin, aka Agent Sasko, alongside Chronix with Slave No More, which is featured on his brand new album titled Theory of Reggaetivity, and which came out on the Jamaica label in February and is available now for download. So, once again, why not?
Check it out.
But But now it must be time to round up our tributes to the late Jimmy Reilly.
Jimmy Reilly. Jimmy Reilly.
As following his self-produced recordings in the late 1970s, the Rhythm Twins, Sly and Robbie, who had played with Jimmy at Channel One, invited the singer to record an album's worth of tracks for their new Taxi label. And this resulted in a 1981 long player, Rhythm Driven, which included a large number of cover versions, including Curtis Mayfield's My Woman's Love and The Temptations' I Wish It Would Rain, alongside some originals such as Love and Devotion, which Jimmy had written back in the 1960s and originally recorded with the Uniques, and which he then updated in the early dancehall era with Sly and Robbie in full effect, as you can hear now in Love and Devotion.
Love and Devotion.
Was Jimmy Reilly with Love and Devotion, which was produced by Sly and Robbie and released on their own Taxi label in Jamaica and the D-Roy label in the UK back in 1980, and was also the opening track on his full-length album Rhythm Driven the following year.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
And Jimmy continued a steady recording career throughout the 1980s and 90s, with singles for the likes of King Jammy, Bobby Digital and Jack Scorpio. And then in 1995, he recorded a combination single for Willie Lindo's Heavy Beat label, and titled Life Is No Bed of Roses, it featured a previously unknown DJ simply called Taurus, thus introducing to the world his teenage son, who of course would go on to become one of the great modern-day reggae singers. And so the two of them teamed up on record again in 2007 for Sly and Robbie's Taxi label, this time for the dancehall anthem, Pull Up Selector.
Pull Up Selector.
Bless the love and greetings. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen, I Lock Your Machine. Oh, yeah.
pull up, set a lift it from the top.
Here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen, or Lock Your Machine. Oh yeah, but a wee boo, but a wee boo, but a wee boo, yeah yeah. Oh, hey, I love the vibes, I know the rhythm a drop, but me not coming at the dance hall strap.
Music is all we got. Now we must defend it.
Dancehall, no need no one.
Man and woman for part.
Everyone is a star.
Like King Alif and Mama Mika.
Dancehall, the people's church.
Yes, it's where everyone's gathering.
Need no bothering.
I just love. So everyone
must come together.
Everyone, music forever. Sweetest relief, God's all sweet.
I love the vines and how the girls them dress, yes.
And everyone that come express themselves.
Them dress to impress.
One black love, one African nest. Well, I said, pull up,
set a lift it from the top.
The music sound is sweet, but check the message that I got. In come the musical thing, and bring your queen, and lock your Glock. And the truth, and the nuts, who are such hot.
Dancehall, no need no one.
Man and woman for part.
Everyone is a star.
Like King Alf and Mama Mika.
Dancehall,
the people's church. Yes, it's where everyone's gathering.
Need no bothering.
I just love. So everyone
must come together.
Everyone.
Music forever.
Everyone, listen up there.
Everyone must come together.
Everyone.
Dance all sweet.
Hey, I love the vibes, I know the rhythm a chop. And Taxi Gang is on the attack, yeah.
Rory at the control tower. Rhythm driven every hour.
Dancehall, don't need no war.
Man and woman for part.
Everyone is a star.
Like King Alf and Mama Mika.
Dancehall, the people's church.
It's where everyone's gathering.
Need no bothering.
I just love.
That was Jimmy Riley alongside his son Taurus with Pull Up Selector, which was produced by Sly and Robbie and released on their Taxi label in 2008. And while Jimmy was very proud of his son's achievements, he also kept up his own recording schedule too. And in 2013, he released Contradiction, a strong album which featured his favourite themes of love, reality and Rastafari. But after nearly 50 years in the business, Jimmy was sadly diagnosed with cancer and passed away in the early hours of the 23rd of March, leaving behind a long and impressive discography of first-rate rocksteady, roots and dancehall. But that is all I got time for today, so thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the tunes. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com. And you can also come and join me every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time for the live show on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.